From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Miami's top cop is calling for changes to a popular mass bike ride. Police Chief Manuel Rosa says the cycling event known as Critical Mass has become a critical mess. The ride takes place on the last Friday of every month with thousands of cyclists riding around the streets of downtown Miami. The Critical Mass movement began as a way to promote fun and safe cycling in major cities, but Arosa says the Miami bike ride has become chaotic and dangerous.
We've gone from bicyclists not having a safe roadway because of the vehicles to now having the bicyclists take over the roadway and the vehicles are stopped there for 45 minutes. We have to reach some type of happy medium.
Arosa says the biggest problem is that many cyclists are not observing basic traffic rules. At times, the Miami ride has been marred by rowdy, sometimes drunken cyclists who have gotten confrontational with motorists. The next ride is tomorrow night. Arosa stopped short of saying that Miami critical mass riders would be issued citations for traffic infractions. He did, however, say that during tomorrow's ride, cyclists might be in store for a quote-unquote surprise. Well, there's only one more week left in a 31-day underwater living experiment in the Florida Keys. Fabien Cousteau and his team are studying marine life in an underwater laboratory 63 feet below the surface in the waters off Key Largo. Even as the experiment nears its end, Cousteau says he is in no rush to leave the school bus-size underwater lab.
This is a very unique opportunity, something that most of us, if any of us, will ever get a chance to do again. I'm cherishing every second that I have down here.
Cousteau is the grandson of legendary ocean explorer Jacques Cousteau. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.